we're back this week in Waukesha. Here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, Walk Radio Studios, just around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. Here we are, the future former office of Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And I tell you what, they do not have snow in Mar-a-Lago on April 2nd, and that's why we rule. Anyway, we're back with 19th District candidate Andrew Sigilsian, and wanted to continue a discussion he had about his passion for water quality and what he thinks the county can do to continue it. Really, as Jason had chatted to me, probably your most important resource.
Oh, absolutely. It is what either encourages or constrains your growth. And obviously that was a big consideration when it came to the water diversion. You know, I decided to get a degree in water quality technology because as a student in our public schools, you know, we get a pretty good historical perspective of this area and how important water was. Mm-hmm. And then you had the Supreme Court case with the radium, and I was just about ready to graduate school, and it piqued my interest, and so I dug into it. Yeah, I mean, it's a very important issue for sure.
Terrific. And you said you're currently not in favor with what the city of Waukesha is doing with the water transformation project, with the Lake Michigan Water Project, and mm-hmm. if you could elaborate on that.
Well, like, being for or against it is
moot, I guess.
I mean, it's a done deal, and I think that everybody involved, including Dan Dukniak, have done their best to manage it. I mean, when the Supreme Court rules, there's not much else you can do.
Yeah.
So I would have preferred, for example, to have the water coming from Oak Creek, and, you know, even if it were more expensive from a political point of view, mm-hmm. I think that would have been better. The thing most people don't appreciate or understand is that, you know, cities and municipalities, they balance their budgets using water revenue. This is particularly the case in Milwaukee. It is one of the few things that cities can sell and have a return on their investment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I worked at a water utility up in the North Shore of Milwaukee who decided back in the 1960s, this is the North Shore Water Commission. Mm-hmm. They decided to separate themselves from the Milwaukee utility because Milwaukee was raising their water rates, constraining their growth, and quite frankly, there was just political friction between the communities, and they decided to build their own water plant and control their own destiny. And, you know, Waukesha here, I think, didn't necessarily consider that experience up there on the North Shore. And again, you know, their hands were tied. I understand that. But my view going forward is that, you know, we can get to a place where we can supply our own water. We don't lack for water resource. We lacked an affordable economic way to treat it and to manage it according to the dictates of the higher powers there in the Supreme Court. So I think we can work towards figuring that out. I don't think we should settle on for the next two centuries getting our water from the city of Milwaukee.
Sounds great. So, and how's the campaign going for you? So what are you doing that's different this time around?
Well, we were talking about political yard signs there during the break, and I have I'm putting out less yard signs, but the signs are important, and I certainly appreciate any time somebody is willing to put my sign in their yard. Boy, it makes me feel good.
Yeah. And you've been going door to door, right?
Absolutely.
Sure. What have some of the neighbors been telling you about what they're looking for in a county supervisor and from county government?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I decided to run, I called some of the current supervisors and I asked them, you know, what their experience on the board was like and what to expect. And they told me, honestly, you know, they hardly get calls. People don't really think about county board much. Most of the time they're calling the mayor. They're calling somebody like you.
Like me, yep.
Right. So you catch all the flack, which I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's a pretty good gig. I don't have to be responsible for any problems. But no, I mean, when I explain to people that, you know, county is responsible for a lot of infrastructure, roads, the sheriff's budget, when you talk about the courthouse up there and, you know, anybody who has to be involved in that criminal justice system, you know, you're going to be going to the courthouse and that whole experience is dictated by the county policy. So it's an important office. I've had a lot of fun talking to people and letting them know, like, yep, the airport's going to need some work and we're working on the courthouse. And so educating people, talking to them and, you know, I think they appreciate it. I think they like it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you raise a good point, you know, all politics being local, and so a lot of the issues are, garbage, utilities, municipalities. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the only time something comes in, a county comes into play, is when it's a county, when they have that domain. And biggest example is like, is health and human services, because the city doesn't. Yes. We rely on the county for that. Mm-hmm. And so what would you plan on doing, one, to raise awareness to your constituents about what the county does and how they can better serve them, or how they currently serve them?
Sure.
But also what, maybe what some of your plans are for continuously improving some of the county services, especially our health and human services.
Health and human services is a huge part of a county's responsibility. I personally have experience with it because for the last decade, you know, my sister has been in and out of the system there. And I've talked to people, including supervisors. Actually, when the supervisors would tell me, usually when people are calling them, it's because of mental health or drug issues. Okay. So, yeah, I have experience with that in my family, and it's certainly something where I know the people working on it at the county level now are doing a good job. There's a new director of health and human services up there. I forget where she came from. I forget her name. I apologize. But, yeah, I talked to Sheriff Eric Stevenson. Okay. And, again, the deputies have to deal with mental health issues, and there's a lot of work that can be done so that the citizens are getting the services that are necessary, and that we're trying, we can prevent some of the problems that we're having with opioids and stuff if we nip it in the butt.
Sounds great. So we have 2 minutes for the next break, and then we're going to come back for a few more minutes with Andrew Sigilski, and then coming in towards the end of the show, we're going to have Kristen Hansen from Blue Sky Waukesha to talk about voting procedures and what to look out for, and maybe even talk about some of the other elections. But Andrew, one thing I wanted to ask you is, what is your favorite small business in Waukesha, or one that you'd really like to shout out?
Well, I'm biased. So my father owns his own auto glass installation business, Arnie's Auto Glass.
Arnie's Auto Glass. On what street?
He's probably 319 Oakland Avenue. He operates out of the home, low overhead. The guy, he's the best glass man in southeastern Wisconsin. I'll tell you right now, if you have an old antique car, a Porsche, anything, I mean, my father will work on it, and it'll be good as new.
So like Abe Froman is the sausage king of Chicago, your dad, Arnie, is the glass king of Wisconsin.
For sure, yeah.
Love it.
You'll probably be angry now that I let the secret out, cat out of the bag here.
That sounds terrific. So before we go to the break, Andrew, I'm trying to, well, actually, yeah, we're going to go to break. We're going to stick around for some final thoughts with Andrew Sigilski. And before we go, make sure you support Golden Chicken on 310 St. Paul and all those businesses affected by the road construction. Back for more on that. Don't go away.
Love Golden.